Welcome to the Prickly Couch podcast, where three mujeres have real conversations. We'll share our stories and talk about wellness, familias, work, and everything in between in our experiences as Latina women. Bienvenidas a todes. We are the Prickly Couch, and we are very excited to be back for season two. We will start giving you some updates of everything that has happened since, 2 years ago that we recorded season one. And we're going to talk about what's in store for this season and introducing a couple of new folks into our team. So Karen, tell us, what are you up to? What have you been up to since season one?
So at this point, it's been about 2 years. I think the last time that we recorded something was somewhere in January 2021. Mm-hmm. And it feels nice. It's like 2 years after, but also, what have I done since? I think at the time, thinking about where I was when we last did a recording, was I was starting a full-time job at a nonprofit here in Austin, where I'm located in. And so now I'm 2 years in there. So I've done a lot of learning there. I've met a lot of really amazing people who do really valuable work in the community. And I'm like trying to personalize it more. Like, what do I do in my personal life? I have a dog. I like dog. My dog takes up a lot of my time. So I have a dog. His name is Storm, and we've been just enjoying ourselves. The pandemic is still happening. The world is still very chaotic. Mm-hmm. Bad Bunny has been on one recently. He's just been keeping us entertained. And I think the biggest difference that has happened since then is that I have gotten more chances to connect with people than I did at the last time that we were in more of a quarantine style things. I've been able to spend a lot of time with family, a lot of time with friends, and just regain and like reconnect with those relationships. And it has been really, really amazing. For me, and I don't know, it just makes life better. It just really makes life better. So yeah, how about you, Gabby? What have you done? It's been a long, long time.
It's been a long time. So at the time that we ended season one, I think I had just become a mom to Lucas. And now Lucas is he just turned two. And so definitely he is gonna keep us busy every day. He's full of energy. He's the funniest person. And he's awesome. So I love to spend time with him when I'm not, you know, doing work or doing things around the practice. My role now has changed a little bit in the practice, where I'm not doing as much individual clinical care anymore. I'm moving into doing assessments and evaluations, and just working on providing more support to our team, who's doing amazing work. And so trying to continue that. I'm now fully settled. I had moved right as we were recording the end of season one, and I'm now fully settled in my new place. And that includes like exploring the little coffee shops and the library and restaurants and a couple of things. We haven't been able to go out as much because we wanted to be, we're very COVID conscious, and our son wasn't fully vaccinated until fairly recent when all of that got approved. So now we're trying to socialize him a little bit more in this different way, and spending a little bit more time with family, with loved ones, and it does make life so much better to just feel more connected in real life. And as we were talking about before, it's also taking so much more energy. It's almost like rebuilding our capacity to be in person, and all the energy that takes. So, yeah, trying to figure out what life looks like now, coming out of, full isolation for a few years and stepping our toe outside, but also being mindful of everything that is happening around us. Yeah, looking forward to this year, just in some ways slowing down, in some ways growing. We're gonna be traveling to Washington in a couple months, and I'm excited. It's our first like full trip since the pandemic happened, so I'm excited.
Awesome. I'm traveling to Washington next month. So,
Nice. You're gonna have to share tips.
yes, we're going to Seattle to visit our friends.
Awesome.
But yeah, I was thinking of it. I was like, well, the last time we recorded, it was pre-quarter life crisis, and now it's after quarter crisis. So, yeah.
Life looks different on this side.
Everything's a lot different and it's going to change, and that's okay. And that was part of the learning from the quarter crisis.
Yeah, and you went through it mid-pandemic too, so it's like a lot to sit with.
Yes. So, Gabby, do you want to talk about the topics that we're going to be talking about during?
Yes, we're doing things a little bit different this time. We're gonna start talking about neurodiversity and affirmative spaces. And so we'll have a little series to kind of introduce the work that we do, our approaches to things, but really diving deep into what neuroaffirmative even means, what neurodiversity really means, what that looks like in practice, and what are some of the ways that we can either be supportive when neuroaffirmative neurodivergent adjacent, or we're neurodivergent ourselves. What are kind of the things that are helpful? What are the things that maybe are not? And then diving into some of the myths and stigmas around that and how it shows up in our cultura and our familias. We'll continue talking, of course, about mental health and well-being and the different things that we know can be supportive and helpful at this time where we have to focus on wellness in a different way than we were at the before the pandemic happened, during the pandemic. I mean, we're still in the pandemic, but we're in this kind of weird space in between. So what are some of the common themes that we're seeing now around mental health, and what are some of the ways that we know things can be helpful? So we'll be talking about all things mental health, all things wellness and therapy related stuff. But first, we'll do a deep dive into our neurodiversity series, introducing our team. We'll have a few guests already to make an appearance and chat with us about the work that they do. And of course, always talking about the new chisme and the new things that are happening around us and how they impact our experiences as women, as Latinas. Yeah, all things cultura.
Yeah, I'm really excited. The team has changed, so you'll hear new voices, see new faces, but you'll learn a lot about their expertise because they're all amazing. And I'm really excited for that. Something that we're doing differently this time is that we're separating the podcast to have its own Instagram. So you can now listen to us in the same way as I think it's still Spotify. Can I name them?
Spotify, iTunes. Is it iTunes or Apple? Wherever you listen to your podcast.
Yes.
We're not major platforms. So you can listen to us there.
You
And
can
then
listen to the podcast now through its own separate Instagram. So the Instagram is at Prickly Couch Podcast, and we'll post the when you can expect a new episode and where you can actually listen to it, because I'm really bad at remembering the list of.
So you'll see a description there so you can connect with us through there. So if there's any topics that you want us to cover or questions, or even resources that would be helpful for us to share, let us know. I also want to let y'all know that we have Prickly Pear TikTok account now. So you'd be able to also connect with us there and get updates not only from the podcast, but also the practice, and continue to receive tips, tricks, and applications or resources that are helpful when we're talking about mental health in our communities.
Yes, and finally, if you also are a reader, we are also putting all the content that we talk about in our podcast in a blog found in our website, prickly pear therapy.com. So you can go in there and read it if you want, or if you just want to go back and kind of skim through what we've like talked about in the podcast or get some resources, that's where you can find them.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So different formats, and all of those spaces will be open for commentary, for questions. So connect with us, and listen, and we're here. We're back. So glad to be back with y'all.